So some small businesses are figuring out how to survive. What about you? If you do still have money left, what do you do with it?
We have Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary here to give us some advice. Michelle, a nervous investor out there, what should that person do or not do in this market?
Well, the number one sin people commit in investing is putting all their eggs in one basket. You've heard this before, and unfortunately, it's times like this where we realize people are not listening to that advice. Investors who stash everything, and Lehman Brothers lost it all when they went bankrupt. And let's not forget those people who put their faith and money in Enron and WorldCom stock, all of it, lost their retirement portfolio. I have one important word of advice for investors right now and for all times. Diversification, diversification, diversification. It sounds so simple, and yet so many investors fail to follow the simple advice. When you spread your money out across different stocks and different asset classes, you're in a better position to weather the inevitable volatility of the markets.
So we're just talking about funds, investment accounts, and retirement funds, or are there other ways outside of the market that people should diversify?
There are other ways to diversify yourself against risk, and that's very important right now. For example, cash is king. We've heard that in the past, and people just didn't pay attention to it. Right now, if you had money in the market and it's going down, you'd love to be able to have a stash of cash so that you wouldn't have to take out that money and lock in losses right now. You want to make sure that you buy appreciating assets. That's like a home or an investment portfolio. Don't borrow to invest. Minimize the amount of debt you take on. For example, in terms of diversification, if you are a two-income household and you are a husband and a wife, both of you should not have a car loan at the same time. That's sort of hedging against times like this so that you wouldn't have to be paying two car loans right now.
What about gold or other precious metals?
You know, gold as a part of your portfolio in terms of a mutual fund that invests in companies that mine gold, that kind of thing is fine as a part of your portfolio. But you would be crazy to sell everything and buy gold right now. That's not a commodity you can take to the store and buy something with. I just caution people to just stop and think about what you're doing and have an overall plan for your whole picture. And that means having a diversified portfolio. That means having some cash, 6 to 3 months. That means getting rid of debt. This is what I'm talking about having a diversified financial plan for your life.
But Michelle, you just want to have enough cash on hand for, as you say, 3 to 6 months living expenses, right? I mean, you don't want more than that. Otherwise, you're losing money to inflation.
That's right. You know, you want to have, actually, I have two sort of cash accounts. I have what I call my emergency fund. And I have about 6 months to a year, depending on what else we're doing. And that will cover if you lose your job, if you become disabled and you're waiting for your disability insurance to kick in. I also have what I call a life happens fund. And that's to pay for car repairs and if my Rugrats break something in my house, because I don't want to touch my emergency money. So you want to have those two cash funds. And you don't hear about the life happens fund, but basically, you want that stash of money because you don't want to touch your emergencies money, particularly in this market. You want to make that pile of cash for, you know, if you're in dire straits. But beyond that, you're absolutely right. You want to have your money working for you because the greatest risk to your cash is inflation. And all inflation is that you want your dollars today to buy the same goods tomorrow. So you want to have those two piles of cash, but you also want to put that money in some bonds and stocks and equities and things like that so it has the potential to grow. And I know that sounds a little scary right now, but that's why that's money that you'd be comfortable putting it at risk. Because I think that's what a lot of people are fearful right now. They forgot what it means to invest. To invest means to put the principal at risk. But if you're taking care of these other things that I've talked about, you can rest a little easy by trying to invest over the long term.
Michelle Singletary is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, and she writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.